My name is Emma Koch. I am 16 years old. Today is December 4th, and I am speaking with Tony Koch, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Westland, Oregon. What do you remember about being a kid?
I remember a lot of things. It depends on what part of my childhood. What do you mean by a kid?
Like growing up in the 80s or 70s.
So I grew up
mostly in the 80s.
First part of my childhood was in the 70s. And so it was much different than today. We didn't have video games, cell phones, all the technology that you had. We had outdoors to go play, and it was less connected. If you wanted to talk to someone, you went and saw them. You often didn't call them, and if they weren't close by, you didn't see them that much or talk to them. But
what did you think about your parents' generation?
Probably not. When I was younger, you didn't really don't know a difference between the generations. But then as you grow older, you start to, you know, see differences on, you know, the music they listen to, or, you know, the things they watch on TV, or the activities they participate in. You know, I probably thought they were, you know, old and not necessarily, you know, understand things as I saw them. I don't know, once again, we didn't have all the technology, so there wasn't like a major gap between things that you would do as a kid or as an adult from interacting with things. So probably not the same. It was more of what you thought of how they acted or what they did, not whether they were able to do different things.
What do you think about my generation?
So the youth of today seem different than I remember myself at that age. So as I look at the, you know, today's teenager, I honestly see them as more advanced from a scholastic educational standpoint. You know, the classes and the information that they're learning and working on, you know, classes you took as a sophomore, I took as a senior. So you're introduced to stuff sooner. Expected to probably know more earlier on, and I think that has to do with the early access to information, you know,
computers,
cell phones, you know, instant access. But with that also comes the, you know, the expectation of instant gratitude, the need to know, to have things readily available and not necessarily have to do the work to get it. So, you know, it's double-edged sword, if you would. It's nice to have the information available, but I think it's taken for granted, and some of the basic skills are lost in, you know, how to find information or learn things, because you can just Google it and find the answer rather than have to learn it.
What are some positive and negatives about my generation, and then your generation, and then also your parents' generation?
So, like I was saying earlier, I think today's teenagers are way smarter for the age than what my generation was. The access to information gives them that ability. Their interacting with technology gives them that advantage that I didn't have readily available growing up. And so that allows them to gain more information and get a broader perspective on the world, because they have access to everything to be able to see and learn, where I grew up, it was mainly just what was on TV or in a newspaper. And so you were sheltered more and maybe given only what you were able to learn from what was in print or on an evening news magazine. But this youth, today's youth, I see them as not willing to work as hard for things because of things being readily available. And once again, that instant gratitude, wanting the results of things without having to put in the effort and the time to get to that level. So for my generation, I think growing up, you had to work a lot more for what you needed or wanted. And so that maybe stretched how you had to do things. You had to be more resourceful in finding information or learning how to do things. And so that created a different creativity and logical approach, which once again, I don't see that same logic in today's youth. It's more just the answer, trying to memorize or know rather than understand how things work. And then I would say my parents' generation, they were probably more of the hard work, relied more on effort, less on education, to get things done.
So you already kind of answered this earlier, but do you think there's a bigger generation gap between kids and their parents now than there was when you were a kid?
Absolutely. I think the technology drives the generation gap. You know, every period in time is marked by changes. And I think between my parents and me, you know, the generational change was around the basic, you know, television, the technology that was going to change the world, you know, brought into every house. And so you had, you know, news and shows, you know, available within your house. And that maybe what you watched or what you found interesting was different, but there wasn't much technology difference other than that.
Mm-hmm.
But between you and me, you know, there's quite a bit of a difference of when you were exposed to it and then how you use it. And so that, I believe, technology drives cultural
change.
Cultural change and gaps as people interact with different amounts of technology. And I think the biggest one you could see now is between you and my parents,
mm-hmm.
rather than me and you, in that I can use the same technology that you can, but you know, that next generation up, a lot may not have cell phones, be able to use computers or interact with the technology that you and I use on a daily basis. And I think you'll see that in the future, and you know, when that next generation gap between you will have a whole different experience in technology. It's changing the culture, whether it's self-driving cars that are just now coming, you know, into being and prototyping, to who knows what the next change will be that will define who they are and what the generation stands to be.
How can the generation gap be improved?
How can it be proved?
Improved.
Oh, generation gap be improved? I think it's a necessary thing because I think it's, once again, mm-hmm. it's changing cultural and technology and social changes. And, you know, what was acceptable socially, you know, for my parents is different than it was for me, and it's different than it is for you. And so I think as a society, we change and different things influence it. And so those differences over time will define who that generation will be seen as, you know, how they respond socially, environmentally, ethically, technologically, and how they interact with their environment.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I often wonder what it'd be like if everything you had you mm-hmm. have right now when I was your age, how would that have been different growing up? That's my only other thought.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is that long enough?
Yes. Yeah.